Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're at the Shelby County Fair and we're going to be visiting with Courtney Buman. Good morning to you, Courtney.
Good morning.
Well, yesterday I mentioned that I was going to be at the Shelby County Fair doing some judging, and I met Courtney because she's been my judge's helper. So, Courtney, let's talk a bit about your 4-H experience. When did you start in 4-H?
When I was 9 years old, that was my first year in 4-H. My mom was the leader, so I got drug around to a lot of different things. I brought a lot of static exhibits. I was involved in the clothing selection and fashion review. And I was also a fair princess a couple years ago, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
Great. Now, did you show livestock?
I did not, but I went to a lot of the different shows. It's interesting. The first time I was at the swine show was when I was a princess, actually. And you're a little too close to pigs for comfort, I think.
But just added to your experience, Courtney. That's what 4-H is all about, is the varying experiences. Looking back at some of the things that you did in 4-H, let's talk about your first experience with conference judging, you know, where you have to sit there and you're supposed to visit with a judge.
Well, when I was younger, I was very shy. I would be the kid that went up to the judge and just sat there and didn't talk. I wouldn't open my mouth. They would ask me a million questions, and I had nothing to say. And being in those situations over and over again forced me to be more social and more outgoing, and it's helped me tremendously in my life. And I know that at some point when I have an interview for a job someday, I will be comfortable and be able to go through it no problem.
And we should mention what you're doing right now. You know, you're not a 4-H member anymore.
I graduated high school about 2 years ago, and I am now in college at the University of Nebraska, Omaha, and I'm majoring in banking, finance, and accounting.
Okay, and we're going to talk a little more about that in a minute, but I want to go back to your 4-H experience. I know you did many projects, many exhibits. Tell us about maybe a favorite one.
My favorite one, my dad is a cemetery clerk, and so he is in charge of keeping track of who's buried at the cemetery in Jacksonville, Iowa, and the only copy of the information he had was in one binder, and so if that binder got lost, we would have no record of anything really that was there. So I got the idea of retyping all of that on a computer and saving it on a flash drive and backing it up a lot. And then I even took it upon myself to go up to the cemetery and take pictures of all the stones so that they're all recorded. And I even took a copy of all of that to the historical museum in Shelby County. So there's backups everywhere and it won't get lost now.
So what was surprising about that? I mean, I know it was a long-term project. Were there some things that you found out, some things that you saw that you go, well, I didn't know I would find that out?
Yeah, well, it wasn't as big of a project as I thought it would be. There are hundreds and hundreds of stones, and it doesn't look like that many when you look out, but it was a big project. It was between 4 years, and in the book they had even just different stories about the families, you know, of the different plots, and it was very interesting hearing about that, their jobs or different things that they went and did for a vacation. It's just interesting.
Yeah, that surprises me too. It wasn't just when somebody died when they were born, when they died, maybe who their family was. Lots more details. So you've got a lot of family history.
Yeah, definitely. There's not a whole bunch of my personal family there, but it was just interesting. A lot of the people that, like neighbors or friends, that's their ancestors. So it's interesting to learn about that.
Yeah, very much so. And people are so interested in genealogy. I know that's going to be very much appreciated, Courtney, by people as they do that kind of work. So, Courtney, you mentioned that you were a fair princess and you had to go to the swine show. Anything else that you did as princess that you said, oh, you know, that was really fun, or that was a new experience?
One of the things is they have us go to the races on Saturday night, and you get to ride around the pace car between the different races, and I'd never been to a race. So that was very interesting and fun. And then being in the parade, waving at everyone, and the kids just think you are literally a princess, which is so fun. And then just seeing the different shows, I went to a horse show, which was really fun, and the cattle shows, and just walking around, and everyone is just like, wow, you're a princess.
That's so true, especially the little girls I know just look up to you so much. So you're a role model in many ways, Courtney. And you mentioned you were president in your club. And how many kids were in your club?
Well, it was always different being involved in it for so long. I know at one point we had about 20 to 30 people, which was a very big club. I was president for, I think, 3 or 4 years, so I got very used to being in front of groups of people, which, of course, is another life skill along with everything in 4-H. I also held all sorts of other offices. I was treasurer, secretary, vice president, historian, pretty much anything you could think of, but lots of good experiences.
Yes. Let's talk about the one that I've heard so many 4-H'ers just dread, are their record books. How did you feel about record books?
Well, at the time, they are not fun. They're time-consuming, and there's lots that goes into it. But I know last year I looked back through some of my old ones, and it was just fun to see all the pictures and looking at projects and thinking, wow, that's my project that went to State Fair and got a blue ribbon at State Fair. It's fun.
Yes. And one of the kind of fun things that's happened in terms of exhibits here at the Shelby County Fair, and this varies from fair to fair, the members must do a explanation of their project, and many times they have lots of pictures. You know, the new digital cameras has just made that possible, a whole row of pictures, and they're so fun to look at.
Yes, it is very fun. I remember when I worked on projects, I would pose so mom could take a picture of me working on my project, and then it's nice that we have to do these write-ups about what we learned doing this project, our goals, and the steps, because then you can take that and put it in your record book, and then when you look back at those projects, you have everything that you did with that project right there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've had some interesting projects to see this morning with 4-H members. What stood out to you, or what kind of you went surprise, you know, what you going, oh, this is an interesting project.
There was a little girl, she brought in these little shoes, and she had taken markers, and they kind of spread out, and with alcohol, I'm assuming, and they were pink and black, her favorite colors, and she could just tell she was so excited, her face lit up when she showed them to us.
I thought it was interesting, those really were her favorite colors, because she made a pillow that had the same colors, and she made some homemade Pop-Tarts. They were on a plate with the same color. I mean, that's some part of the really fun thing about fair and about judging and so on. Your experience as a judge's helper, I mean, it's kind of difficult, I think. You sit across the table and you have to listen and so on. How do you describe that?
Well, I never thought I would miss it, but of course you're away from it for 2 years and you miss it like crazy. So it's one of the ways I can come back and help. And like we had talked about earlier, sometimes I even know what the judges are going to say before they say it.
Because you've had a long experience. But that's very helpful for the judge's helper to be there, because then the kids can read that. And I know a lot of times they're nervous and they're not going to remember everything they heard. So the judge's helpers are very, very important. Let's talk about now, you mentioned you've been out of 4-H 2 years, you're in college, and you have an interesting major.
Yes, I'm more of like an outside person, outgoing, but with my major, it's not necessarily going to be that way. I'll most likely be in an office behind a desk, so it's different. But in high school, I took some business classes, and it was the one thing that just, it hit me. I understood it. I knew what I was doing. And so it was just kind of a calling, and that was my one thing that I said, I have to do this in college.
And what's your, describe your dream job?
My dream job, it would be for a bigger company, and then I want to work either in the finance department or the accounting department. I'm really not picky on the company or really what I do, but I want to be able to be social. It's one of my favorite things, and then hopefully like different group work activities and stuff, so we'll see.
You'll be giving advice to this company about how they should spend their money and get their income?
I hope so.
Well, having met you, Courtney, and all of the experiences you've had, I'm thinking that will come true for you, because you just have had so much life experiences. And I know you've been a mentor to all those kids. Like you say, they look up to you as a princess, but also as president. You're there in front of the group. And have you had, you know, what comments have kids come back to you besides the princess experience? Any in your club that go, yeah, I remember when you did such and such?
Yeah, I know when I still go back to some of the meetings every once in a while, and they still know who you are because they remember when you were there, and they just want to sit next to you, and, you know, they don't want to know what you're doing, what are you writing down, they just want to know everything because they look up to you, and I think that's really important, and it makes me be a better person because I know that they're watching.
Yes. very important. Those mentors are very important. We want to thank you very much, Courtney Buin, for visiting with us at the Shelby County Fair. And until next time, let's remember and you practice to make the best better.